You're now tuned in to the Front Row Hoopcast, your show for everything Butler basketball. Welcome back to the Front Row Hoopcast, your show for everything Butler basketball. I'm your host, Ari Castle. I guess technically this is season four, episode one of the Front Row Hoopcast. If you missed our last episode, it was a few months ago. Tom Davis from the Fort Wayne Sentinel came on. He wrote a controversial article about a Butler recruit, and the Butler fans did not go over well with it. Interesting listen if you want to check it out. But that's in the past. We're living in the present now. The Bulldogs season, it feels like it just ended, but it's starting right around the corner. And the one thing that all Butler fans can agree on is that the season never stops. Butler basketball never stops. There's always stuff going on. That is why I got a special guest today. I'm pretty sure I'm saying your name. It's Jimmy Lefakis, right?
You got it.
Do people call you Lefakis?
It's really botched a lot of
times.
Yes,
I figured. So this, you are one of those people who people probably have never met you, but they know you because you tweet out these awesome pictures from all Butler sporting events. I'm impartial to the Butler basketball ones. You're going to be senior, right?
Yes, sir.
Time flies.
I know.
What do you, you know what you're doing after photography?
So yesterday was my 22nd birthday.
Oh, I forgot about that. Happy! I saw you come up and I was like, I need to tell him something. I forgot. Happy birthday. That is my bad.
Oh, it's all good. Yeah, so I'm 22 now. That's pretty crazy.
Wow, that is pretty crazy.
One thing that I definitely wanted to come on and tell all these Butler folks, a shout out to everybody who listens. I know this is a passionate fan base.
Very.
I write a lot too, and I write a lot for the Collegian. I write and take pictures for the Collegian, so I've written a lot of Butler basketball articles as well for the Collegian, and that's been a lot of fun. So
my favorite, if I may interrupt, my favorite, it was your tattoo article you did about. I thought that was such a good take, and I love stories that are just not bread and butter. Here's the game plan. Went inside. I loved it. That was my personal favorite. I recommend Butler fans checking that one out.
Thank you very much, Ari. Yeah, that was a really cool one. And for some reason, I forgot about that one.
Really? What were you going to say is your favorite?
I always go back to two. This past year was about Keelan and Tyler. The kind of joint profile I did on them. Mm-hmm. I've been wanting to do that one forever. And then I wrote one about Kamar after the two exhibition games, mm-hmm. His freshman year, and then he hit the game winner against Northwestern. So that kind of, I don't want to say I put him on the map because I didn't. He put himself on the map, but that article was published before he hit that shot.
So wow, there you go.
That was really cool.
So are you going to go writing after this?
I love to write. I think people see me around with my camera all the time.
People just think you're a journalist or photo guy. But
yeah,
no.
I do both. So
well. Jimmy, or Jim, which do you prefer?
Whatever you like to call me is cool.
Okay, Jim. The reason you are here, I felt compelled to bring you on. I was following your Twitter feed the other day, and I saw you tweet out pictures from Butler's open gym. Back in my day, I used to go to open gym all the time. I thought it was a great way to get a look at the players this summer, who was doing well, who made improvements. Yep. And I was thinking, man, I bet you the Butler fans would love to hear how guys are looking this summer, how the new freshmen are looking, how the transfers are looking. And I couldn't think of anyone better to bring in than you. So I hope we can get some open gym reports from you. See,
that's
best
what
you
I'm
can
here
do.
For.
Excellent. So I wanted to, for open gyms, basically, it's pretty much just all the guys from the team come in. They're there for the summer doing classes. It's pretty much just games of 5-on-5. They
Correct.
Played when I was there, they played a 7. You have to make the free throw to seal the win. They still do that?
Some things don't change.
No, they do not. Now, I want to preface this, okay, because open gym can be deceptive. I used to watch open gyms every day, and I remember this is the story I always tell people about open gym. In a gym with Kellen Dunham, Andrew Schrabbis, Roosevelt Jones, and Keelan Martin, the best player in that open gym was Tyler Lewis by a mile. He ran that gym. He was dominant. When he came on the court for the season, he wasn't as dominant. So I think open gym is important for fans to realize it's not an indication of how players are going to do during the season. It's showcasing their skill set and what they can do. So don't, you know, if Jimmy says, man, Nate Fowler's been dominating open gym, you can say, that's good. You know, he's putting on some aggressiveness, but don't think that he's going to be dominating. It's important to realize that. Jim, I want to start with the new guys. I'm most anxious about these guys. Bryce Enzi, Marquise Hastings, and Bryce Golden. Have you gotten a chance to check them out at open gym?
Yes. I have. So, Bryce Golden.
Yeah, we'll start with Bryce Golden.
He hasn't played.
No? Is he injured or something? Or
I'm not quite sure, so I don't want to speak about it.
Yeah, all right.
So, I have not seen him play yet, but the other two guys I have seen.
All right.
And
so, let's start with Hastings. I saw him at an All-Star game a few months ago. He won the MVP of that event. Just a little bit of everything. What do you think about him?
He's a freak athlete.
Yeah.
And once he puts some more muscle on, he's going to be scary. In a couple years, that kid's going to be really good.
That's kind of what I was thinking, because at that All-Star event, I was tweeting out like his stat line or whatever, and someone asked me, you think he's going to play next, or you think he'll see minutes next year? And I was like, man, I don't know. I doubt it. And I don't want to make it seem like this dude's a scrub, because he's not. I mean, he's a freak athlete. His jump shot's a little spotty. I'll give him that. Mm-hmm. But to give him a comparison the Butler fans might remember, almost like Kyle Marshall, where super athletic, great energy guy, where a little bit of finesse for his game. I have no doubt that sophomore, junior year, he can be an absolute player. Body of kind of Keelan Martin's body. I mean, like six, isn't he like 6'7", muscular?
Yeah, but he's skinnier.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, but
He's very raw.
What does he do in open jail? He doesn't shoot ever, does he?
Sometimes.
Yeah, but he's mostly an energy guy getting rebounds and playing defense.
He's flying all over the court.
That's good. Kind of like Henry Badley? Okay, that's a good comparison.
That is a good
comparison. I like that.
I like the Kyle Marshall one, though,
yeah?
too.
I didn't know if you knew who that was or not. I'm just kidding, man. I know you're...
I've been a Butler fan for a long time.
Speaking of which, we actually have, this is so off topic, we have like a random connection in the past. Weren't we both at like a journalism broadcast camp together years ago?
Yeah, we were.
I remember you walked up to me one time, like after I graduated, and you're like, Ari, do you remember me? I'm like, I mean, I know who you are from Twitter. You're like, we went to that camp together.
Yep. So I actually went to that camp in the Chicago area 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And then you were there the first year I was there. And this is solely random, but I remember we were playing wiffle ball.
I know what you're going to say.
And that's all I really remember. That's so long ago.
Yeah, so we were playing wiffle ball. It got pretty intense, as I recall. I play for keeps.
I know you do.
All right, hey, let's talk about Bryce Enzi. Late transfer pickup for Butler. Another guy, I hate to be repetitive here, kind of reminds me of Kyle Marshall, but like 6'7", really athletic rebounder. Don't think he can shoot much. What have you gotten out of him?
That guy's motor is so high.
Really?
He's running around everywhere. He's grabbing rebounds. Obviously, he has to sit out this year, but I think Butler fans are really going to like him. You know, you talk about a role player, a guy who does some dirty work, and the guy who's going to come in there, he knows his role and he's going to do his job. I think Coach Val really got a nice piece there.
It's one of those things where on paper, it was a bit of an underwhelming signing because I was like, I don't know who this guy is. But Coach Val raved about him. And if there's one thing I've learned about Coach Val is that he can spot talent.
Right.
I mean, he may not have been able to close a lot of these recruits, but like he was on Jackson Davis or Jackson Hayes before anyone else was. He was on Miller Kopp before anyone else was. Like, he identifies these guys early. If he says that, you know, Bryce Enzi can play in the Big East, then I have no doubt that he can.
I think he can. He's got the body for it, too. That guy is strong. I think Butler fans are going to like him down the road. So you're talking about two guys who are pieces for the future and the guys we just talked about.
Yeah, we haven't even seen Golden play yet, so that could be another nice little piece. I wish he was playing.
He's big body.
Is he?
He's tall.
What's he, like 6'9"?
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Excellent. I hope he can play like Andrew Schrabis, honestly. We got to talk. Well, we're around the new guys. We got to finish up with Jordan Tucker, who not necessarily new. He'll be joining the Dogs this December, just before conference play. A lot of talk about him, Jim. Has he been at open gyms?
He's there.
Yeah? What are we thinking?
The shot is pure.
Yeah.
He's 6'7", has a nice body. Want to see him get to the rack a little bit more and drive a little bit more. But you talk about a guy who has a sweet shot. The Butler fans love that.
So you think he'll make an impact right away? Like, you think he'll come on and play immediately?
I think he's an impact player on this team.
Because when he first got here, there were, like, people on Twitter saying, like, he's got an ego, he's arrogant. But, like, when I've talked to, like, Butler coaches and people around, they're saying, like, he's been nothing but, you know, humble since he got here. I didn't know if you had...
He's confident in himself.
I mean, that's... Okay, fine. I can live with that.
No, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying,
but he's not, you know, he's not, like, this D-bag that people think he is.
I wouldn't say so.
Okay, well, that's good. Butler fans love to love their players. I just want to make sure that...
No, I know, and I don't know. It's just been interesting with all the Duke stuff. And
yeah.
So technically, he's the highest-rated recruit in Butler history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not every day you get a guy coming from Duke.
No.
So there was a lot of, you know, reactions, mixed bag, like you said. I think Butler fans are going to get to grow to love that guy.
I don't expect him to come out and dominate right away. Like, if he can come in and average... You know, 10 points a game, I'm okay with that. I don't need you to come in and be Keelan Martin from day one.
Right.
I need you to contribute and know your role. So if he can bring that, I'll be extra happy.
And I think you're going to be extra happy.
I love it then. What about these returning guys? We got, you know, Kamar Baldwin, Sean McDermott, Nate Fowler, Jorgensen, Badley. Keelan and Big Cat are gone. Who's stepping up? We know Kamar's going to be the man next year. Who else should I look forward to? Who is hooping this open gym?
The key pieces I look to are Sean and Paul. With their shooting and their ability to spread the floor is key. One thing I definitely wanted to say, that open gym gets really competitive.
Oh, no doubt.
The guys really go at it, and it's just hard work in there. They're going at each other hard. But one thing, there was an open gym last night, so that was a cool way to spend my birthday. But
absolutely.
One thing about Sean is he's driving to the rack, and he's getting some nice layups. He knows his way around the basket, and that's great to see. One thing about this roster is the Butler Bulldogs are very deep.
Are they? Because I'm not. My question's for the big guys, because Tyler Wideman was such an integral part of this team last year. Butler fans really didn't realize how much he did that didn't show up on the stat sheet.
That's true.
I'm worried that I love Nate Fowler. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be fine. But behind him, first of all, Nate's not great defensively, but behind him, there are a lot of question marks. Joey Brunk, I'm not sure the staff has confidence in him. Enzi can't even play. Hastings and Golden are going to have to be ready to go.
Marquise is more of a wing.
Okay, so then it's going to be Golden and Joey Brunk is the backups, which is a huge question mark.
One thing, and I do read the ButlerHoops.com message board.
That's dangerous.
And I see people post my pictures on there all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't have an account, but I'm watching you. No, I'm just kidding. But a lot of people have made some positive comments about Joey.
Uh-huh.
He's looking very lean.
Yeah.
It looks like he's in the best shape of his life.
That's encouraging. I think I speak for a lot of Butler fans when we say, like, I love Joey Brunk because he was this, you know, this highly rated local kid, had offers from IU, Purdue, stayed here, went to Butler, so I think we love him for that. The thing that worries me, though, is that, like, last year he didn't even, like, they didn't even throw him, like, any gimme minutes. Like, rarely. Christian David got in every now and then. You know, they recruited Bryce Golden late. They got Enzi as a transfer. I'm just worried that they're recruiting around him and that they don't really have faith in him. Like, I feel like he's great at rebounding. Like, that is his bread and butter. But besides for that, there's a lot of question marks on assignments and on the defensive end.
Do you think that this is his year?
He's going to have to perform this year. Like, he's going to have to get in the game. Last year, he had stretches where he came in and he did a great job of rebounding, but his positioning on defense and his footwork, there was a lot to be desired. But he doesn't have a choice this year. He is going to have to play behind Nate Fowler. The chances, is he going to take advantage of this opportunity? Or, you know, is he gonna fade away? I mean, to be quite frank, I had heard rumors from a couple people that he was considering transferring after last season. I don't know if it was true or not, but I think that's concerning. I think he needs to, you know, this is his time, and I think he knows it.
Yep, I would agree with that. But when I said the Bulldogs were deep, I should have clarified a little bit more on the wing.
Yes.
That's where the depth comes in.
Because you got McDermott, you got Paul Jorgensen. Christian, what about Christian David, a fan favorite of Butler? How's he looking?
He looks, I would say, a lot more comfortable than he did this time last season.
Good.
Obviously, the brace is off.
Yeah, I know. That Butler fans don't really realize. He was covering off an ACL injury. Those are not easy to come back from.
And his shot is fluid, and he just is a lot more fluid now. And I think, you know, with Keelan leaving, it's going to be another opportunity for a guy like him to come in and get some more minutes and hit some more shots, especially from the outside.
I think the big thing with Christian David for me is confidence. He needs that confidence, because I think last year when he came in and he made a mistake or whatever, he'd freeze and he'd freak out. I think now, a year under his belt, he can go in there, you know, you miss a rebound, you miss a shot, no big deal. You come back down, you play good defense. That's what we need out of him. Doesn't need to be a big play every time.
Confidence is a huge thing with him, and I totally agree with you on that one, Ari. The one flash, I go back and watch highlights from old games all the time.
Oh, yeah, so do I.
But I remember this happening because it happened right in front of me. When against Georgetown at home, we'll not talk about that game, but he hit those two threes.
Yes, sprayed him.
And the one of them was with a foul.
And he missed the free throw.
Well, he hit the shots. And that was... It's like, okay, like, you see flashes with
him. Yes, absolutely. You're dead on.
So This is another. It's a growing year. It's an opportunity year for a lot of these guys. And I know you're going to talk about JB next, Gerald Butler.
How did you know that? Are you reading my notes over here?
No,
unbelievable.
I knew it was coming next.
Well, yeah, because you mentioned that Joey Brunk looks slimmed down. I know Gerald Butler was talking about him setting the goal this summer to slim down. How's that looking? How's he playing?
He looks a lot slimmer, and he's. With him, you can see that the outside shot is developing, mm-hmm. but he's still aggressive, and he is a nice player, especially when he goes to the basket.
That's one of those guys, I worry that like if he doesn't get minutes this year, that he's going to leave, because for him to come a long way to Butler and sit out for 2 years when he was the man in high school, like I really hope he can get it together. It just seemed like he had a long way to go last season.
He's making strides.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I just hope he stays with it.
I do, too. Yeah.
I mean, he seems like a really nice guy. So I noticed one thing I've always said about you, and I talked to Professor Scott Bridge about you the other day, and he was saying you're the most like sincere, positive guy like he's ever met. And I was always thinking, like, is that you're? I mean, when you're at Butler, like you know all these guys.
Right.
I mean, that's part of being at Butler. Is it tough for you to criticize these guys? I mean, to be critical of them?
I guess I'm an optimist by nature.
Yeah, but I mean. Jimmy, if you got punched in the face, you wouldn't say, well, I'm glad I got punched in the face. Like, you'd still be mad about it.
That's a pretty extreme example.
Well, I mean, I'm saying, like, do you ever get frustrated with the guys or, like, be like, you know, man, what the hell was that? Like, and you're just in your mind.
I mean, as a person who just cares so much about the team.
Yeah, like, it's tough.
I watch every possession. The worst is when I'm watching on TV.
Oh, yes.
Because... I'm not a control freak or anything like that, but I feel like I have no control over what's happening
no.
when they're playing at Seton Hall.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, but at the same time, to answer your question, I have confidence in what they've worked on because I've seen a lot of what they've worked on. And I know, you know, they can go out there on the road, wherever it may be. Obviously, I think everyone gets a boost from playing at Hinkle, but... they have the confidence to go out there on the road. So I am critical. I just might not be as vocal about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, because like when I was at Butler, like my freshman year, my neighbors were, you know, Eric Fromm, Krishan Hopkins, and Kyle Marshall. Like these were my buddies. Like I could never criticize them. You know, after I graduated, I started, you know, knowing the players less and less. I was able to look at it and be like, I'm starting to see the flaws here. I'm starting to see the cracks in the mirror.
There are flaws. Definitely flaws. I mean, but there are flaws with every program.
Oh, I know, but I was when I was in it, I was blinded. I saw no wrong with anything, and I became cynical. And
my freshman year, I was in there, and I just couldn't believe all this was happening, because you know, reporting live from Hinkle Fieldhouse has been a dream of mine for a long time.
Yeah.
And as I've gotten older, you know, it's my senior year now. I've seen a lot, and I just feel more seasoned. So, I don't know. I just enjoy every game.
Oh, for sure.
You know, it's like a full-time job being a Butler basketball
fan. It is. People always ask me, because I always say, like, you know, being a part, like, having been a part of the program and, like, being on the inside like you have, like, people always ask, like, you know, it's tough to describe the situation, because it's not the same as, like, being at a Wisconsin or a Michigan when you're in it. I've always struggled to describe not just what it's like to be in the program, but to be a Butler student to the Butler way. I'm hoping, Jimmy, you seem like someone who just lives and breathes it.
I do.
That you can just help me correlate it to people who aren't in it. I want them to understand what it's like.
I was thinking about this, and it doesn't matter what you do on campus, if you're an athlete, if you're in a fraternity or a sorority. I think everyone gets up for the basketball games, and that really contributes to the family atmosphere. And the other part of it is Butler has so many alumni that are so engaged and so involved, and they're all there. I went out to Portland. It's the whole fan base.
Yes,
is
they travel well.
They really do. And Butler's presence was felt in Portland when I was there, and Butler's presence was especially felt in Detroit when I was there because it was much closer. But these people, you know, cared so much about it back in the day, and they continue to care about it. But the interest from students is also strong. I've talked to, you know, younger students, and they say, the basketball was one main reason I came here.
Is it?
I mean, it doesn't matter who you are, especially a Saturday afternoon game, but people are coming. You know, last year, first-year head coach, sellouts almost every night. one of the best attendance figures in recent years. So I don't know if that helps to explain anything, but these people really care. We're in Indiana, and we're in the heart of Indiana, and these people love their basketball.
I just, people are always like, you know, because I'd be like, yeah, like, you can just go into the offices and, like, just say, hey, LaValle Jordan, like, what's up? Like, it's tough to describe how, but you mentioned the word family several times. I think that's a perfect example, but it's tough to really, to quantify how close it is.
You can't really grasp it.
I know, that's what I hate it. I want to be able to tell people about
it. Well, unless you've been there.
I know, that's the infuriating part for me.
Oh.
Because if we could say that to a recruit, because we know what it's like, we're in it. If we could express how we feel and what it's actually like to a recruit, we would get every single recruit in the country. Because once you're in it, you know.
Right.
And that's what I want to be able to do one day, is quantify what you're getting.
You just have to see it for yourself.
I know,
sometimes.
I hate it though.
I don't know. Butler basketball is just, it's not like this in other parts of the country.
I know.
That's the one thing that you can go tell people, is that it's special. Here's another thing. At some of these other schools, some big name schools, like some of the ones you mentioned, the players and managers are so close here, and that doesn't happen everywhere
else. No, exactly.
So
they have their own, some school, they have their own little dorm, they have their own little cafeteria. Like,
it's,
you have class
different
with these guys. Like,
right.
You see them in the hallway. Like, they know your name. Like, they're not celebrities to you. Like, they're just, they're the boys, man.
Yep. And the thing about it for me, my freshman year, I had 8 a.m. classes Monday through Thursday, both semesters.
Oh, that's terrible scheduling.
Yeah. That was really smart.
Freshman mistake.
Really smart by me. But I remember I walk into Spanish 101, and Keithan Savage was in my first class.
And you're probably like, oh, my God, you're Keithan Savage. He's probably like, chill out, bro.
And in my head, I was thinking, like, wait a minute, like, this is the guy the basketball team just got. And I don't know, that was kind of my wake-up call on my first day of college. So, yeah, you know, like you do, and I have had class with these guys, and it is fun. They're people.
And, like, the thing is, they're nice guys, too. Like,
exactly.
I've, like, heard stories from other schools of dudes who are just, like, total divas, and, like, I always tell people, like, everyone at Butler is, like, nice. I'm sure not everyone is, but, like, I legitimately, like, there's a lot of nice people there. That goes for the basketball team, too.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. They're just dudes who play basketball. I think that's kind of weird to say.
No, it sounds weird when you say it, but I know what you mean.
But, like, you know, they've got other stuff going on in their lives. They obviously care so much about basketball, but they're not just a one-trick pony. And that's what I think makes Butler basketball so special. So, yeah, I'm struggling to do it, too. But if people came here and they spend a few weeks, a month here, they would start to get it.
Jimmy, I think I lied to you accidentally. I just said there's no mean people at Butler.
Uh-oh.
Who runs Barstool Butler?
Should I give out his name?
If you want to give out his name, you can. I mean,
I don't know if I want to.
All right, well, okay, fine. Here's my issue with Barstool Butler.
Here we go.
Okay? I get the Barstool brand. I get that it's like, you know, the college bro, the dickhead or whatever, and I get that. And for the terms of what they do for their account, they do a fine job. But the issue that I have, and a lot of Butler fans have, is that it's not a good representation of Butler, okay? At Butler, like we just mentioned, there's a certain way we do things, okay?
Right.
We're above the fray. We don't stoop down to low to people. We don't use vulgarity when we're on Twitter. We don't go to the tag Xavier and say, suck my bleep, okay? And I feel like that's the issue people have, is that the content is not a good representation of Butler. As someone who... spoiler alert here, as someone else who runs a parody account for Butler basketball, I can tell you there's a difference between doing it with class and doing it with not class. And I know you know who it is. I want your explanation, and I want you to defend this person if you can.
Well, as far as the defense goes, I think it's as simple as they're just trying to go for the brand. And it's kind of their role to talk some crap. And I'm really good at talking some smack.
Well,
okay?
So am I.
That's like one thing I pride myself on. Here's why I'm good at it. Because I know basketball, I think.
Yeah.
And I can, you know, I actually understand the game, and I know how to talk. So, but I didn't want any part of that Barstool account.
As you shouldn't.
Because I don't want to devote everything to talking smack.
Well, it's not that. It's just, it's so uneducated smack talk. This person clearly doesn't understand basketball and clearly just, you know, thinks that penis jokes are funny. I wish they wouldn't call it Barstool Butler. I wish they'd call it Barstool anything else, just because I feel like it's such a poor representation of the Butler brand, okay? It's a great Barstool account, but just, it reminds me of something Xavier would do. Just grimy.
I, My sophomore year was when it started.
Yeah.
And I admit that I was scratching my head.
Yeah.
That it was like, wait, like we're getting a Barstool
account? Yeah, it doesn't correlate. It's like the Pope wouldn't have a Barstool account.
And I see you talking smack to them all the time.
All the time. It's because it's terrible. There's a way to go about this and being clever and funny without using vulgarity and being just trashy. And that's what I tried to reach out to. Oh, Barstool Baller, if you're listening, I would love for you to come on the show. I would love for you to do it. I'd love to have a civil debate with you. But I tried reaching out to them being like, you know, I'm extending the olive branch. And he's like, basically told me to F off.
Really?
Yes. So like,
wow.
Yeah, I very annoyed with them. And I need an explanation of why I think, to express to them why I think they're going things the wrong
the
way.
The only person you can talk to about that is that person.
Well, they have an open invitation. You can DM me anytime you want.
So, if you're listening,
yes,
you have been called out.
Haven't been called out. You've been requested to. I've called out your account. I'm not calling out you personally.
No, I'm saying you've been called out to come on the show.
Yes. Oh, yes. You have an open invitation. Anytime.
So, if you're listening, and
Jimmy, you are going to share this with them. I assume.
Well, I'm sure this person is going to listen to this podcast.
Okay.
Because, for whatever reason, talking about ButlerHoops.com here for a second again, my name, I'm apparently an influencer. Okay,
fair enough.
You know, the recruit in question, mm-hmm. with that article you mentioned, Jeremiah Burton, he eventually going to Wichita State. Mm-hmm. Okay. I followed him just to see
what
the deal is. And there were folks on ButlerHoops.com who were saying, oh, Jimmy followed him.
He must be coming to... Okay, well, some real nice detective work there.
My point is that, you know, when people see my name on this...
They'll click it and listen?
They're going to want to... They're going to see what I have to say, because people...
They want to hear if any other recruits are coming.
Random people are following me. I appreciate it, man. It's folks from coast to coast. And you mentioned that people may not know me, but they've seen my stuff. One of the greatest pleasures I have is interacting with Butler fans.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, seeing how far they travel, like in Portland and Detroit, I mentioned I went to Xavier this year. You know, the Butler fans do travel. You see the same faces over and over again. And I think that contributes to your point of...
The family atmosphere?
Yep.
I like it.
Because the fans are so engaged and so involved. So, I don't know, man. I used to talk more smack than I do now.
Yeah, now you have a brand to maintain, though. You can't be talking trash.
Exactly. So I just kind of stay in my own lane and just, you know,
hey, respect that.
I know people. I know what people are coming to my page for, and that's for Butler content, especially with the pictures, because I take so many pictures. But, you know, like when Sean McDermott was redshirted, I was the first person. I tweeted that out right away. When Coach Holtman announced that, it was after the VMI game my freshman year. I just remember shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, I have pretty much a photographic memory, especially when it comes to Butler basketball.
Oh, yeah, so do I.
So, I don't know, Ari. And then you're just out here talking smack.
Always. Oh, always. Paul Jorgensen, you want to come on the show too? We can throw down.
Oh, man.
I don't want to get into Paul Jorgensen.
I knew that was coming.
No, it will.
One thing that made me laugh since we're
going... I know what you're
going
to say.
No, no. You don't know what I'm going to say. There was a Butler fan who was getting into it with you at the beginning of the season.
Sounds plausible.
And he has said that Paul took your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, no. I went home to my girlfriend. I was like, people think that Paul Jorgensen... people must... Yeah, I don't know.
That... made me laugh so hard.
I mean, I'm not denying it. It might have happened.
I have a question for you, Ari.
Sure.
Do you enjoy stirring up controversy?
Oh, I mean, if I know I'm right, which is always. So, yes. That's, no, that's not true. I admit when I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong with the Paul Jorgensen thing. We can get into that at a different time. Jim, I appreciate you coming in today. Is there anything else you want to throw out there before we wrap this puppy up?
I would say one more thing. Ooh. First of all, thank you for having me on.
Thanks for coming.
Secondly, the Butler Collegian exists.
Oh, for it! Thank you. I'm a Collegian, you know, former staff of the Collegian.
Okay, I've been on the Collegian all 3 years.
Yeah, that's not getting enough love.
Butler students, if you're out there, the newspaper is free. Pick it up. It costs nothing. I see all of you in Starbucks anyway. Pick it up. You don't have to read it cover to cover. I don't. Just pick it up, and guess what? We have a website. That costs nothing either.
That's a hell of an endorsement.
So just go on there and read stuff, especially during the year. Last summer, obviously with all the stuff that happened last summer, we were cranking out stuff.
Content, yeah.
And that was definitely important, and I think I want people to continue to read The Collegian. I want to know that it's not just my mom and dad out there reading.
Hey, I love that endorsement. I love The Collegian. Jimmy, we always end the shows. I always say, IU sucks, go Dogs. Can you just give me a go Dogs?
Go Dogs.
Go Dogs, baby.